USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Taliban is once again gaining ground in Afghanistan. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying additional U.S. forces are moving to Kabul from nearby locations outside Afghanistan. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst says all the violence we're seeing in Afghanistan is due to the Biden administration's plan regarding the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
This rapid and haphazard withdrawal of American troops, of course, before we knew that our embassy would be safe, before we had our Afghan interpreters and other friends out of Afghanistan, to allow it to fall like this without any sort of plan or recourse, it is shameful.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
The governor of Texas is worried about rising oil prices. USA's Lance Pry reports.
The cost of gasoline is up nearly 42% since the Trump administration was in office. President Biden's plan to curb the cost of fuel is an open letter to OPEC nations, asking them to please produce more oil. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says his state can make up for the shortcomings if the Biden administration would just stay out of the way. President Biden's first act as president was to halt the Keystone Pipeline, stopping the flow of oil and killing thousands of union jobs. Unemployed Keystone worker Lynn Allen on Fox News says the governor is absolutely right.
Texas can absolutely flood the United States of America with oil. And this administration, thank God, right now is hurting so many. Our families are suffering, and yet he wants to go to the foreign nations over there and buy oil? That don't make sense.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo. You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Call right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says they're seeing progress in vaccinations, especially in states that have the highest number of COVID cases.
In the past month, we've nearly tripled the average number of shots each day in Arkansas and quadrupled in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi.
Zients also had praise for private employers, colleges, and hospital systems that are putting vaccine mandates in place. Parents in the U.S. will begin receiving their second child tax payments, the IRS says. The first payments went out to eligible recipients a month ago. They're part of President Biden's American Rescue Plan. The new child tax credit increased the maximum of $2,000 to as much as $3,600 and allows families to receive 50% of their child's tax credit from July 15th to December 15th. Many families with qualifying children will receive monthly payments of $300 per month per child. The White House said last month that nearly 40 million American families qualify for the credit, and the funds will benefit roughly 65 million children. Researchers say that an improving economy and special pandemic food aid are other provisions that are helping children in the U.S. The next four payments are scheduled to go out on the 15th of September, October, November, and December. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.